Welcome back to Review Crew. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Sam. Today we're reviewing One Battle After Another.
So One Battle After Another is the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie. And before we get into it, minor spoiler warnings. We're not going to go too deep into it. But so this movie opens on a radical group called the French 75. And they're running around. They're fighting, protesting the government with some acts of violence until one day a robbery goes wrong. And one of their leaders gets captured. She sells everyone out, and they're hunted down. So there's very few of these guys left. But our main character, Bob, escapes with his newborn daughter, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Cut to 16 years later, Bob and his daughter are hiding out until Stephen Lockjaw finds them. He captures the daughter, and Leonardo DiCaprio's character Bob is sent on a quest to get his daughter back. It's full of lots of twists and turns, lots of high stakes moments. What did you think about the movie?
So personally, I went into this movie not knowing anything about it. I'd seen maybe half a trailer, but I wasn't expecting anything. All I knew was Leonardo DiCaprio was in it. I didn't even know any other character. And then watching it, as we were about halfway through, I was like, this is nothing at all what I was expecting. The intro does such a well job of placing you into the world that you're in. And I like how when we first meet Bob, or Leonardo DiCaprio, he's not even like a hero type. Like, he is just like a loser kind of at the beginning. He slowly gets more hero-ish, but he's not really a good guy. But I thoroughly enjoyed it throughout the whole thing. It was a pretty long movie, and I wasn't expecting it, but I feel like it paced itself well enough that you enjoyed it, and then it kept upping the ante, so I enjoyed it a lot. What did you think about it?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I also went in pretty much blind, which I think was a great thing.
Yeah.
I really didn't know what I was getting into. I'd seen all the great reviews before I went to see it, and it turned into this. It's a very timely movie telling important stories about immigration, marginalized groups.
Definitely.
And it's just really good. It's really well made. And to your point about the pacing, I thought it was actually really well paced. And like, to me, that almost 3-hour runtime just flew by.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I went pretty quickly. And I want to talk about like the cinematography of this movie. So many shots of it were beautiful. We'll get to the ending a little bit later because I feel like that's one of the best things. But like, even shots showing the similarities between the mother and Willa, who's the daughter of Leonardo DiCaprio, like when they're at the shooting range, the same shots of them holding the gun and just the power that they're commanding. I thought shots like that were so powerful, and they really moved me. And then just the sweeping shots of landscapes and all that, it was great.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it did a really great job, too, of using the cinematography to build suspense in a way. Like, one of my favorite shots from the movie is when Willa's sitting in the nunnery, the church, and the government catches up to him, and the soldier, like, walks in from the window behind. I don't know if you remember that shot, but that was, like, one of the,
like,
my heart dropped.
You watch her hero, kind of, whoever, who saved her, walked out, and then in the background, you just see the soldier, and immediately, I was like, oh, this is bad, like, we're about to hit a wall here, and then just, bam, it goes.
It's insane, and it's just, like, so good of building suspense through what we see and what we don't see, especially with one of my favorite movie sequences in a long, long time, which was that desert car chase scene going through the hills.
We have to talk about this. This is... I don't know, you can't say it's a spoiler because it's just a good scene, but they basically are driving. Will is trying to get away. She's managed to escape from her captors, and she's on her way, and then all of a sudden, in her rearview mirror, she sees another car coming, which this other guy was, he's part of a society, and then he was out hunting somebody else, and then he happened to just be behind her. So the whole scene is they don't know who each other are, but it's implied that the blue car going after the white car, he like kind of knew. He was like, oh, I'm just going to get it. But it's just, and it's a pretty long scene too, but it's just cars going up and down over the hills where you slowly see him catching up, but it's over the hills. It's great. And then Leonardo DiCaprio, he comes out of nowhere in the rearview mirror in his car. So then it's three cars going up and down over these hills. And I have never been more on edge on my seat watching a movie in I can't even tell you the last time. I was so nervous about what was going to happen, and it was just perfect. I feel like that scene is perfect.
I think it was perfect. You can ask any of my friends that I went to see it with. My jaw was like on the floor the whole time. It was just, it was so well cut, which I think is another thing the movie does well. It's really well edited.
Yes.
To my earlier point, like it makes that 2 hours, 45 minutes go by so fast because it's just so methodically cut. So I really like the editing. I really like the score as well.
Yeah.
That's another way that it just keeps you engaged and keeps the plot moving forward. There's not really a dull moment. Like I remember during the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is, he goes to Willa's like sensei for help. And during that whole escape scene, it's like a 15 minute score and it's so good.
It's beautiful. And the characters in this movie are fantastic. They are all standout performances. Leonardo DiCaprio puts on a performance of a lifetime. I haven't seen him recently, but I've known he's been pretty good since like The Revenant was pretty good. But he put on a performance. Can I say that? All right. Sorry. But it was great during that. And then when he like fell off the roof, like comedy too, like the comedy scenes in it were perfect to break up the tension. Because again, it's a very intense scene of them trying to escape, and then just you watch him jump and just completely fail and faceplant, and I was laughing, which I wasn't expecting to laugh during this movie.
Right. No, it was great, and like you said, Leo had a career performance, I think, and lots of people think, and there were tons of career performances. Excuse me, Sean Penn as Lockjaw, Benicio del Toro, Chase Infinity in her first ever role, and she killed it
Willa.
Yeah, so absolutely. Just like. Great performances, and I really cared for those characters.
Yeah, and then Lockjaw too, a very intimidating villain. They portrayed him comedically, especially because he has one of the worst haircuts I think I've ever seen in my entire life. And they really emphasized it because he kept trying to fix it, which I thought was pretty funny. But he's terrifying at some points, and then at some points you're kind of laughing at him. But I think overall, performances-wise, beautiful, cinematography, the soundtrack, I think it was really good. But what would you rate this movie?
So I really want to see it again. Right now, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. It's not perfect, but it's a really, really good movie. And I'm sure if I see it again, I'll pick up on a lot of things that I didn't see before. I think, a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
How about you?
For me, going into it, I didn't really think much of it, but afterwards, it left me a really good impression. I'm going to give it like an 8. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. But
awesome.
Anything
else? That's all we've got. I mean, lots of great perception everywhere for this movie, so go check it out if you haven't yet. And thank you for watching Review Crew.
Thank you.